Mayor Greg Fisher, for those who don't know, you know, he likes to say this a lot, but he's basically a businessman who's mayor, who happens to be mayor. and he is a previous entrepreneur and CEO of numerous companies. And so he's really approached city government when he came into office with much more of a business mindset. And one of the first things that he wanted to do was trying to figure out what is it that we do, you know, as a municipal government, what is it that we do in Louisville? What are the services that we provide to our citizens and what are we trying to accomplish? And I think coming from the private sector and a, you know, background of having a strategic plan that really guides, you know, where you're headed and clear goals, whether they're profit or revenue goals or performance goals, he felt very strongly that he needed to understand what we were trying to accomplish and he needed to set out something sort of from the mayor's office for everyone to understand what it was that we were trying to do. And so the first year or so, I think, was more just getting a handle on what all of the departments were doing in their various functional areas. But then when I came on board, which was in January of 2012, we really wrestled with, okay, what is it that city government is doing and what is it that we want to do? What are the goals that we want to accomplish as an administration in the near term and in the longer term? So that was really important for us. And what we started to do, you know, knowing at least all of the functional things that the departments did, was to say, okay, Mayor Fisher, you know, for your administration, what are the goals that you want to accomplish? What are the big objectives? And he had been working with five main objectives sort of from his campaign and once he came into office. And those were things like delivering excellent city services to our citizens, solving the systemic budget imbalance that he came in with. He had about an imbalance of about $25 million when he took office. So those big objectives, again, delivering excellent city services, solving systemic budget issues, taking job creation to the next level, creating plans for a vibrant future for our city, and really investing in our neighborhoods and quality of place. Those were sort of the big ones that he had on his mind. What was important for us to do then was to say, okay, well, how do those translate into goals that each of the departments can sort of lock their teeth in to and start to take action against?
One of the things I remember you mentioned to me was you first looked to see if the department's focus was aligned with the mayor's priorities. Mm-hmm. And your first answer, I think, was it's hard to tell.
Yeah. Well, it was hard to tell because none of the departments had, I wouldn't say none. Very few had strategic plans that they were working from. Some of them had plans that were created, you know, for the previous administration that were still sitting, you know, there on the shelf.
Right.
And I think a lot of departments, businesses, nonprofits, you know, they create a strategic plan and then they don't really work, you know, to the strategic plan. It's something that they maybe revisit once a year. It's not something that's continually in the forefront of their minds. Some of our departments had that, and some of the departments had no strategic plan whatsoever. And they were just really working on the day to day, like fighting the fires that were coming across their desk every day, working really hard, but not necessarily clear as to whether or not they fit in line with all of the goals that the mayor was setting out for his administration.
What did you want every agency to have in that first stage in terms of strategic planning?
Well, first and foremost, as a administration and as a city government, we wanted to have an overall strategic plan. So what we worked with was taking the mayor's message of those five objectives and developing concrete goals around each of those different objectives. So we developed first with the mayor and his senior leadership team, as well as department directors and some other officials from across the city, a six-year strategic plan for the city of Louisville. And again, that had five objectives and 21 goals. And then what we wanted to do was cascade that plan into each of the departments. So that was really the document that we created first, so that we could go to departments and say, here's the template for what your strategic plan should look like and include. And here are the big goals, broad goals that we have as a city. What now do you have to do as an IT department, as an HR department, as, you know, the police department to support the administration's goals for the city, but then also to drive your department forward over the next 6 years? And so they created their own strategic plans that had both near-term 1 to 2 year goals and then longer-term goals that they could accomplish over the six-year span.
And so if the first question was, what is the city doing? The next phase was exploring how well is the city performing and what can it do to improve?
So this is the one that we're really excited about because we put in place the LouisStat program, short for Louisville Statistics, and it is modeled after the CityStat program that Mayor and now Governor O'Malley put in place in Baltimore, Maryland. Which, you know, was built off of the CompStat model that the New York Police Department used, and many police departments have replicated, including our own in Louisville. So we put in place this LouisStat program. And what LouisStat basically is a forum in which department leadership comes together with the mayor and his senior leadership team every 6 to 8 weeks to discuss the performance of their department, with the added benefit of having data and metrics about the performance of their department sort of at their disposal. So my team, through the Office of Performance Improvement, works with the departments to identify metrics of success for the goals that they've outlined in their strategic plan, or for the functional and operational things that they're trying to accomplish in the city. And so we work with them to say, okay, well, how are we going to know if we're delivering excellent city services in our public works and assets department? What does that look like? That is that, you know, filling potholes within 48 hours? Is that responding to all of the calls and complaints that we get for missed trash pickup? Is that maintaining or, you know, increasing the number of sidewalks or bike lanes that we have in the city? I mean, what does that look like? And a lot of that derives from our strategic plan and from the work of the departments. And then we look at the data to see, okay, where are we at today? Where do we want to be tomorrow? And are we moving in the right direction, whether that's, in, you know, an increase or a decrease, depending on the metric.